So, we're talking about compromise today, and I feel like this is a very vital subject to speak on. I guess the question I want to propose, first of all, is when is too much compromise detrimental to your true self? And that's a very, like, close to home question for me. I'm raised with some, you know, kind of old school teachings, very disciplined, you know, very consistent, do it the right way every time type of background. And I guess so you would say I was raised in a sort of conservative home. My mom was working. She was always trying to kind of keep things in line and make sure that, you know, I was kind of like as close to perfect as I could be. Growing up, I realized that was a kind of a gift and a curse in some ways. You know, I've met other people that either I've been in relationships with or I've just met in passing that were more liberal. And I've, you know, kind of come to understand some of their values and teachings as well. But I guess I just wanted to talk about this point, you know, when is compromising too much becoming detrimental to your true beliefs? And I think that as a man, I've always kind of looked at myself for, you know, my own guidance. You know, I didn't want to really, you know, look too much further than me and what was instilled in me and people that, you know, I've learned from and, you know, that type of wisdom. But what I've noticed is that in order to be with, you know, a significant other, you typically have to compromise. But the question really is, when is it just too much? Like, and I know it's very vague, but for men, I think that's something, or for people, I think that's something that we have to really, like, truly understand. Because certain things just resonate with you more than it may resonate with others. Certain things bother you more than what may bother, it may bother others. And I feel like sometimes we get to a point where we're compromising so much and making ourselves unhappy, but there's like an internal unhappiness. It's not something that is just widely spoken that everybody understands. And internalizing things is what causes detrimental stress, in my opinion. So, you know, what's healthy and what's not healthy? For instance, if you are a co-parent or if you are, you know, a step-parent and you're married, I think that there needs to be a definite, clear understanding of what is pushing your compromisory limits, you know, because certain things people just need to understand, like, hey, this is me. This is how I was raised. This is how I want it to be. And if you can't get with it, then we're probably just not a great match, you know? And it's just one of those things where some people, you have to just like learn that they have certain values and morals that they just will not compromise on. And if that makes you uncomfortable, then that you just need to push along. But I think that this is one of those things that, we kind of smear over and don't look that deep into. And sometimes I feel, and I mean like looking at ourselves. So if I'm the man that's in the situation trying to compromise and make people happy, make it, you know, I, as that man, have to also look and say, wait a minute. All right. Am I doing things that are, you know, compromising, you know, too much? Am I getting to a point where I'm literally unhappy inside? And I think as a man, this is really what I know I've said a lot, but this is really what I wanted to express in this message, is that for men, I think that we are like expected to compromise and we're expected to, you know, kind of let our guard down and things of that nature. But oftentimes men are internalizing stress, and we often will deal with stuff that truly just makes us unhappy just to keep everybody up. And I don't know if that is one of those things where it's just like, is that just what comes with being a man? And I started to feel like that for a while. And then I got a little smarter and I'm like, no, that's not just what comes with being a man. It just means that the situation is probably not for you. So, you know, my messages here are like literally my opinions. I use this thing, this platform as a way to exercise my thoughts. I like to try to get some feedback. Every message that you hear here won't be, you know, completely parsed out of all of my opinions. I'm not just going off of what I've read. I'm going off of what I feel, what I see, what I go through. So just understand that. Hope I didn't bring any offense to anyone. But yeah, don't compromise past the point that is detrimental to your own self-happiness. That's the point that I want to make here, because it really is a stressful place. You know, you really can get to a place where you're unhappy and you think that because everybody else around you is displaying smiles or you put a smile on their face, then that's like your gift, or that's your satisfaction, or that's your prize. But it's not. Like, you don't have to put a smile on everybody else's face all the time. You know, just understand, as a man, like, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to smile. You deserve to have your back rubbed. You deserve to be complimented. You deserve to be exalted and honored. And if you're in a place where you feel like you're just not, you know, don't beat the other person up. Don't beat yourself up. Just put things in retrospect. That's one thing. That's one gift that I feel like the universe and God Almighty, our ancestors, gives us, is that gut feeling. Like, hey, is this really what makes you happy? Does it feel happy? Like, does it feel happy for you to put your pride aside for someone else, or for you to put your feelings, does that make you? Because sometimes it's like you can be in a situation where it's just like a guy that has a baby girl, a daughter, and he's just in love with his little girl. And somebody else is looking on and they're like, man, she's got you wrapped around her finger. But that's because he loves the hell out of that little girl. It's like, no matter what she does, it's like he'll just deal with it because of that love. And if you don't feel that, then you'll deal with the issue, or potentially deal with the issue of compromising past a place where you're happy. So it's just something to think about. It's just something to think about.